Hey guys, it's Ruthie. This is my AMA for the server. I am home for the night and just hanging out, and so I thought I would do this real quick because I love AMAs, actually. I've always been the type that loves those kind of games where you get to know somebody. So here it goes. What is something that I find strangely intimate? Two things immediately come to mind. Number one, is I feel that showers are very, very intimate as far as like a bonding personal experience. So I'm actually very selective on the people that I shower with, I guess. And then number two, me personally, something that's intimate is those conversations in the morning. I guess it's because you're like starting your day and it's like before anything else, you're sharing your thoughts or your hopes or dreams or worries about the day with whoever it is, whether you're calling or texting them or they're with you. So to me, that's intimate what you're doing there. What is something that came up because of doing audios that you never expected, but now you feel like is a normal thing? Okay, so I may catch a little flack for this, but it's going to be the breeding kink, the impreg kink. I didn't realize it was such a kink. To me, it's always been something very hot and desirable about sex. And I put it in some of my audios, and then I just kept hearing or seeing, oh, I love the pregnancy fetish, or I love the breeding kink, and I'm like, what? So now I'm like severely more open about it. It's kind of become something that I'm known for, which I don't have a problem with. But at first I kind of kept it under wraps because I don't want to generalize, but I mean, for all intents and purposes, I will. To be a woman in this day and age, if you are okay and you're very pro being a mom, like a stay-at-home mom, and you're into the barefoot and pregnant thing and that type of role, you can catch some sideways glances and lectures from women almost as much as a chauvinistic man would. So anyways, I just think it's funny that it's something that's become a norm for me that I'm not ashamed of. Weirdest place I've masturbated or sexted. Weirdest place I've masturbated is probably right at my desk. My office can get crowded, and then sometimes it can be completely empty. I never know what the case is going to be, and I'm very much noticed when I'm away from my desk, so it's kind of like if I'm there, people most of the time just leave me alone. They're glad that I'm there if they really need me. So, sometimes you just can't get away, so you have to do what you gotta do. Sexted, actually, probably right next to my family at family functions for different things. I think the last major one was on St. Patrick's Day. I was sexting someone pretty intensely, and I had family all around me, old, young, and stuff, and I was getting hot under the collar, and I'm like, if anybody really paid attention, they could probably tell what was going on, but nobody caught on to my knowledge. If I had to choose one kink that doesn't sexually arouse me to spontaneously start doing so, which would I pick? I'm guessing this question means a kink that I'm not spontaneously into, like it takes some working up to get to, I'm guessing. Anyways, if that's the question, probably the whole F-dom thing. I am so much a sub that I really have to plan out, and I really have to work hard at being a solid F-dom. I give props to anybody that can do the switch thing, because I can't, because I've tried. And, you know, I'll be like subby, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, well now this is gonna go down. And then like, see, I can't even finish it. I start giggling, because it's just, I'm just not that sort. So, what is something someone could say or do around you that will immediately catch your attention? Okay, I'm gonna have to go soft Ruthie on you guys. It's being kind to somebody you don't have to be kind to. I know. Oh, she's so cute, Ruthie. Just when someone holds open a door or says hello to somebody or is just really sweet or kind or compliments somebody when they don't have to. To me, that really sticks out when somebody does that, because that's the kind of person I am. Also, winking. I know that sounds odd to say, but I don't think winking gets done a lot anymore in person. For whatever reason, I tend to do it a lot, which has gotten me in trouble. So maybe that's why people don't do it anymore. What body part of mine gets jealous the easiest? Oh my gosh, my neck, the front of my neck and that flat plane of my chest, you know, above the cleavage, along the collarbones, just that little nice cross section of flesh. I just stroked, licked, sucked, nipped, everything. I love it. I get so jealous. What was my childhood nickname and the story behind the name? So Ruthie, because it's a cutesy sort of name, and I've always been a cutesy sort of looking girl. And then the other one is actually Grace. And it's one of those ironic ones because I am the most clumsy girl you will probably ever meet. And I still am. So I still get called Grace. Have I told my friends or family? And what were their reactions? And if I haven't told them, why? If this is about GYA or GWA or anything erotica, I've told some. Just in general, because I want to share my interests and my hobbies. Their reactions were kind of like, oh, okay, cool, I can see that. Or, oh yeah, you've always been a writer, you know, you always like writing things. And, you know, so the people that I have not told are probably the people that are hypocritical. That would be like, oh, I can't believe you do that. But then, you know, they go out and live their lives. So I'm not going to even try to invite that debacle or debate. When was the first time I realized that I was a degenerate? I don't think I'm a degenerate. I mean, oh yeah, I'm definitely, Ruthie has a little naughty side, but I don't know about degenerate. I mean, it's funny because some things that are even like just in the general chat in the server, or if I hear something in an audio or I see something or whatever and stuff, I'm very much a, oh my, you know, and I like clutches pearls, you know, I've always been that type. I don't know why. It's just funny because I've got this side of me that gets pretty raunchy just like anybody else. Tell us one thing most people don't know about me. Easy enough. I'm actually very religious. I know a lot of people, or to my knowledge, other people I've discussed this with in the server and outside of the server, but in the community, is that, being religious and also being into all this stuff is not common. Or at least it's not discussed, but, and that's not an invitation. I mean, if you really want to, sure, you can give it a shot and maybe we'll talk about it. But I just, my personal beliefs is that I can be both. So, anyways, that's something probably a lot of people don't know about me. Well, there you go. So that's a little more Ruthie, at least 10 things you may or may not have known. I look forward to hearing all of your answers and doing more of these, and I'll be seeing you guys around the server.